Hello, this is Ground Chuck, OG Punk from Sacramento, and you are listening to the prestigious Die Laughing Records podcast, and it is awesome. And if you don't listen to it, then you can go lay in the alley and die.
Die Laughing Records Punk Rock Podcast with Rob Trisler.
Glad you're here. You're at the Die Laughing Records radio podcast, Land of Enchantment. Thank you for coming. I'll be your host and your guide through this 1 hour of love and music. And my name is Robert Trisler. I'm so glad you're here. If you're listening on RadioVegas.rocks, we really hope for your sake you have the app so you can win Aerosmith tickets possibly. You just have to download it and register it. It's really that simple. If you're listening on a podcast platform, well, great. Thank you. I hope you're a subscriber so you can find out and get special radio shows just on the podcast platform that we don't air anywhere else. Also, make sure you listen to What is PR this week, as it's a special episode that we have a challenge for every listener listening right now. Anyway, thank you so much. I'm calm because we're about to have a storm. So, hey, Chelsea, can you kick this off for us?
These groups are not just great bands, they're fucking great friends of mine.
We'll be right back. time for the world to change, but I know I'll be the last one to take. Take a stance, change your plans, do whatever, don't give a damn. Don't care nothing, don't count on me, that's the way that it's gotta be. Lack of thought, lack of action, don't say I'm wrong, I'll make it happen. Ain't got the money, ain't got the time, done everything I can but try. Well, that's okay, I don't do it anyway, don't care at all, I don't know what I should. Maybe it's time for the world to change, but I know we'll be the last ones to take. The promised land ain't far behind, but you and I lost it all long ago. That doesn't mean I don't know, I made a plan, made amends, gotta get it back again. Someday soon you'll come to know, you're better off being alone. Well, that's okay, I know I'm rude anyway, don't care at all, I don't know what I'm short. Maybe it's time for the world to change, but I know we'll be the last ones to take.
Kick that show off right and quick, and I gotta tell you, the last track you just heard was a band from Burlington, North Carolina called Orphan Riot with their track The Way It's Gotta Be. Before that, you heard The Defenders from Santa Cruz, California, featuring Kenny, that used to be in The Forgotten from San Francisco, with their track Riot on the Dance Floor. Let's get on with this show.
Triple Shot.
The Triple Shot.
The Triple Shot. The Triple Shot.
Nihilistic trenches, I carry you in.
I'm walking. walking away.
Well, if you didn't figure it out by those three tracks in a row and you're not familiar with any of them, which hopefully you are, that was our version of the European Vacation, because the first track you heard of our triple shot of the week was The Headlines from Sweden with their song From the Ashes off their album Vendetta. The second track you heard was Glenn Matlock, as you might know from the Sex Pistols, and he's in the UK, and that track was called Sexy Beast. And finally, the last track you heard was a band from France with the track Fool, and they're the band called Never Mind the Car. Anyway, that was our triple shot of the week, European Vacation style. And anybody in France, beginning of next week, the week after Mother's Day, make sure you look at some dates for the Hellflowers on Die Laughing Records.
Send your pick to me for free swag from Die Laughing Records. Go, go, girl. Hi, Jillian Elizabeth here. Online promotions and your go, 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 girl for Die Laughing Records. Go, 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 girl. Your butt's in. What platform do you listen on? Go, go, go. Send in those entries now. Your butt's in.
Hi, I'm Donison from Lightweight.
Hi, I'm Sarah from Sacramento.
I'm Cody from Defend the Grade.
And we listen to Die Laughing Records radio podcast.
And you should too.
Here's Defender Grade off their EP Movie Night with the song Weekend at Danny's.
Everything to fall asleep. Whoa. I walk around on these empty streets. Whoa. With the little things that eat me.
This is the news. The news is here, and it's Mr. Dave Dalton. Yeah.
Hello, folks. It's Dave here. Hey, so today I was watching a cool documentary on Tower Records, Art Gods. Those are the guys who are behind the scenes that make all these displays and funny, silly little things for the wall. And it's pretty interesting. So towards the end of the documentary, the camera crew was panning in the boss's office in the San Francisco area. God bless Tower Records, it's gone now. But when they were panning it, in his collection, all these CDs and vinyl, it had Cell Block 5, King of Crowns. Wow, that came out years and years ago on Cranked Up Records, and East Bay Ray from the Kennedys mastered it and so forth. Man, they did that, I heard, on a budget of $800 in 2 days. They recorded it on 800. Hey, Rob, can you do a favor and play Cell Block 5?
Here's the track by Cell Block 5, Hammer Comes Down, off their Pop the Clutch Deluxe Edition 15, which is only available on download and streaming platforms available through Die Laughing Records.
Hey, I was reading an interview, punknews.org and Blabbermouth. East Bay Area was talking about the new Dead Kennedys triple live album on vinyl. That's going to be limited edition. That's coming really soon. But speaking about East Bay Ray, I was reading the interview, and towards the interview, he was talking about the new Killer Smiles re-release on Die Laughing Records. That was cool. And the title is Rising the Stakes. From Killer Smiles 2019, it's coming out, baby, it's coming out. And so we'll be hearing a lot more from the Killer Smiles. But Rob, let's play the Killer Smiles.
Here's the title track, Raising the Stakes, off the upcoming East Bay Ray and the Killer Smiles record, available only on Die Laughing Records.
With your brilliant mistakes, when you're candid and brutally honest, with expert opinions.
still I can't see how common sense gives way to wishful thinking. Then again, when you play to win, the rules don't always apply. And you keep us all in suspense when what you sell almost makes sense. Like a role model to never fail to inspire. You raise the stakes when you take us all down to the wire. We love the hard lesson, counting on your blessings. We all still you give me countless reasons to watch out where you're headed. When I finally had enough, I'll call your bluff instead.
And you leave us all in suspense when what you sell almost makes sense. Like a role model to never fail to inspire. When you take us all down to the wire.
Jillian Elizabeth, and today I am coming to you from my bedroom, from my bed, on my back, on a water bottle. Okay, that sounds weird, but I threw my back out. I did something. I'm in a lot of pain, but I did want to be part of the podcast and let my listeners know about some upcoming stuff going on. So, Lady Killers, my one to watch, newly signed to Die Laughing Records. They are playing a Mother's Day benefit Sunday, May 12th in San Francisco, California at the Oasis. This event starts at 4 p.m. It's a $10 ticket and it's a 21 and up show. So leave those kiddos at home. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms out there. I'm a mom too. If you don't have babysitter age kids, bring your adult children with you. I have a 25-year-old daughter. I might just get her to come down from Seattle and go with me. So come out and maybe I'll run into you there. Frightwig is also on this bill. So it should be really fun. And I want to wish you all a happy Mother's Day and I hope you get to make it out. And if you don't get to do this event, do something fun. Treat yourself, okay? All right, I'm going to warm up my hot water bottle.
Hey, folks. There's a new band on the scene called Linda XYZ Band. She used to be in the band called Dick and Jane, and she was in the 1979 band Alienation. That's a great punk rock band, too. So, yeah, they're playing Saturday, May 11th at the Red Hat in Concord, California, and that's going to be a great show, man. So, hey, Rob, we don't handle XYZ Band music. I'm sure it's coming, but let's play some Dick and Jane for old time's sakes.
This track, it's called Rape by Dick and Jane, recorded live on KALX Radio.
Okay, for all of you who can say me too, it's called Rape.
1, 2, 3, 4...
Even if you bought me dinner first, even if I'm wearing a miniskirt. Even if I said yes once, if I say no, and it's called rape. Even if you bought me drinks, even if I'm selling it, even if I made a mistake, if I say no, it's called rape. I can show my skin all the way to my thighs. I can play to win, just like you guys. Rules are the same for women and men. If I say no, you're gonna go. Even if I invited you in, even if I changed my mind, even if I said yes once, if I say no, it's called rape. I can show my skin all the way to my thighs. I can play to win, just like you guys. I don't care, husband, trick, or boyfriend. If I say no, it's called rape.
Hey folks, we have a band, Screaming Bloody Marys, at Die Laughing Records. They're going to be playing at the Hotel Utah, San Francisco, California, Friday, May 24th, 2019. Doors at 7:30. I believe the show starts at 8. Screaming Bloody Marys go on about 10 o'clock. And on that bill is another tangent, Ghost Town Hangman and McCrae's Battalion. Man, let's do this. Hey Rob, let's play some Screaming Bloody Marys.
Here's Bloodbath off Get In, Get Off, Get Out, Get More by the Screaming Bloody Marys, available on Die Laughing Records at all retail, download, and streaming platforms.
This is Jillian Elizabeth, your go-go-go girl at Die Laughing Records, and I am in Sacramento tonight at a venue called Cafe Colonial, and I'm here with a new signing to Die Laughing Records. We've been talking them up and talking them up, Jesus and the Dinosaurs, and I'm going to turn this over to frontman Brian.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Yeah, like Jillian said, we're out here at Cafe Colonial in Sacramento. They're one of their first nights after the reopening. It's been closed for a few months. They're refurbishing pretty much everything, and it's going to be opening up officially in a few months. But right now we're doing a show where we're also releasing our new tape, Relajo. It's a mixture of original songs and a couple covers that we like as well. So I hope you guys dig it. We're out here going on shortly, so I will pass it on to G.
What's one of the songs, really quick, what's one of the songs that we can expect to hear on
We have new cuts like Dinosaur 2 and Sunday. And we're also doing a different version of Green Door on this one.
Green Door is like one of my favorites. And I just learned what that is about. Tell us what that's about.
Oh, that one is about sleep paralysis. Yeah.
Which I have had before.
I have that shit all the time.
Much, yeah. Sometimes that too, can happen to you. Yeah.
Yeah, sleep paralysis. So basically, yeah, I mean, that's the whole idea of the song. Is, and I had a dream where I was stuck with my head, like, looking upwards, and behind me I could see this big green door. That's where the imagery came from, I suppose, and it all just kind of came from that.
That's
cool. The whole idea,
cool. So, G, just say hi, G. I know you said I don't want to talk too much.
Hello, it's G. I play bass. I just don't feel well right now.
Okay, well, we got to let you get ready for the show. Mike, come on. You're a ham. Come on, ham it up for us.
Hello. This is Mike, drummer of Jesus and the Dinosaurs. We're all just... we're here at Cat Cafe Colonial. We're getting in the zone, chilling. We're
tailgating with the go-go-go girl, right?
Yeah, there you go.
A lot better.
I'm not good at this either, but,
You will. You're a signed artist now. Come on. This is going to be the norm.
Gosh.
This is your new life.
Well, I just like to thank everyone who supports us, and hope y'all could continue with that. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, how about a shout out to Rob and Dave over at your label, which is
Die Laughing Records.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. Listen for more Jesus and the Dinosaurs.
Hey, back to all you guys. This is Jesus and the Dinosaurs with I Don't Know.
Play punk,
you gig, you get out there, you make noise, and you want to be heard on the radio, the Die Laughing Records podcast is giving you the chance to make that dream come true. So check out the Instagram for Die Laughing Records to get details of how to send us your MP3. Before long, you might be on the show. Share this information and hear from you soon. See ya.
This is the shout out segment. Simplest way to look at it is like this. In the old days, meaning when you were a teenager, or maybe you're still a teenager, maybe you're not even a teenager yet, but regardless, when people used to call radio stations and request a song for that person they loved, well, instead, we're going to give it out. We're going to give it back. So this is our shout-outs to you.
I love you. You love me.
Hey, folks, got a band here that sent me a song called I Feel Alone. They're called The Tortured, and they're playing tonight, Wednesday, May 8th at the El Rio. It's a kind of a pre-birthday show for Ace Anisi from Reality Check TV. It's going to be a great place. It's in San Francisco, California at the El Rio on Mission Street. You figure out where the address is. I don't know it. And on the bill is Some Kind of Nightmare, Meant to Bend. So, okay, Rob, let's take it away and play I Feel Alone.
Jillian Elizabeth here. here from Sacramento, California, your go-go-go girl at Die Laughing Records. And I'm at Cafe Colonial tonight, and I'm here with one of the new owners, Ben Garcia. I'm going to introduce him right now. Ben, tell our listeners what's going on here at the cafe.
Oh, you know, playing a little punk rock music tonight, light soft opening, hopefully to have a grand opening within the next week. It's been a long process of going. I come in here and we're tired just walking in this place because we've been here every day for 4 months.
It's beautiful. I mean, the floors, the bar, everything. It's just, it's so coming together. It's really amazing.
Awesome. Thank you.
And yeah. It's an all-ages venue.
Yes, all-ages venue, which Sacramento really needs a lot.
Really needs. Yeah.
We need a place for, you know, the young kids coming up in the scene to express themselves in a... They need a place to vent, and this is it.
That's right. Well, we're grateful that you guys are reopening it. You're doing some exciting things. We've got Lightweights tonight, Paper Airplanes, Jesus and the Dinosaurs.
And the Moans.
And the Moans. Danny, that's yes. Right, the Moans.
World famous Danny Secretion.
There you go. All right. Well, it was really cool talking to you. Laughing listeners, come on out to Cafe Colonial whenever you're in Sacramento, California.
Check us out. SACTO, it's where we're at.
Here's the Moans with... My Maker's Mark. This segment, What is PR?, is myself and Curtis Smith of Maelstrom PR having a conversation, jumping into it, and having quick tips for bands on things they can do to better themselves. So please share this with your friends. PR is a face to another face. It's presenting yourself as a person to another person. And what's the best way to do that? What's the most simplest way from beginning of time? And that's helping others. I would say that's the number one thing. It's showing appreciation for others. It's giving out opportunity to make someone else smile, make their day better. That's what music does for people. You know, I mean, that's what entertainment's all about. That it's about, yes, it's about, there's money to be made there, but it's not, money will come. But when it comes down to it, it's about the core. It's about one person connecting with another person. And I would say that starts at the beginning of time. That starts with people. That starts with one-on-one. It doesn't matter from what walk of life, you can communicate and contact the person next to you. And I'll use an example. You and I were talking about the fact that you were at a gas station recently and someone came up to you and thanked you for something. You want to tell that story?
Yeah. It was actually really cool. about a month ago, a guy walked up to me and he was straight honest. He was like, look, I'm a drug addict and I'm going to court and I got to present myself and defend myself and I need money. Yeah. And so I said, okay, well, thank you. And here, let me help you out. And I gave him $20 and he gave me a huge hug and he disappeared. Now, I didn't know if the guy was going to be, you know, I didn't know. It was a good story. It was a good pitch. And
yeah,
I believed it and I felt for him and I helped him. Okay. Yeah. So that was all good. But a month later, I'm at the same gas station and the guy walks up to me and he says, "Hey, I just wanted to thank you so much for what you gave me. It helped me out. I got through it. I'm still got shit to do, blah, blah, blah. But I just wanted to give you appreciation and thank you for what you did for me back then." And that made my whole freaking week. I mean, it was like, when do you ever hear from a homeless person saying thank you and then coming back and saying, "You really helped me out," you know?
Well, exactly. Now, can I pick that? Can I pick that apart? Because I don't want people to think we're glorifying the fact that you're some great dude. I know you're
right.
Great,
right.
I know you're great dude. I know you forever. But what I want to pick apart the fact that you and that person, by a simple opportunity of saying, "I can do this for you," or "I can help you," regardless if you believe the story or not, wouldn't have mattered. You were there to help someone. You had the opportunity. You had the ability. So you did. That person then in turn made your day when you didn't expect it, just as vice versa. Now, it's the same thing as simple as when I go to shows a lot of the time, especially if I'm traveling out of the area, when I've gone to shows, I'll always have a case or two of water in the car. And if a band's on the road that I'm talking to, I've done this several times, or I've seen someone in the parking lot, you'll see people at a show that need water. They, you know, they don't have a water. They have nothing. But I'll give the band a case of water. "You have any water in your car?" "No, of course not. They've got energy drinks and other crap for their tour, but they're not always thinking about things like that. So I'll give them the case of water. I challenge anyone, and I don't know if you're in on it, I challenge anyone and everyone that's listening to keep a case of water in the car. And no matter where they're going, it's getting hot. You know, it's getting hot. If you got more than you can do than that, keep a case of water in your car. And every single person that you're able to take a moment and person to person, face to face, say, "Hey, you need this? Give them a water if it looks hot, if it's hot outside." You know, you never know who you're helping. But I mean, I think PR starts it. It's that person to person contact. It's that first impression. And I think this is the simplest form of practicing it.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is this: PR means public relations, which if you reverse it, it means relating to the public.
Yep.
Okay. So if a person is in need, you help them out. Simple as that. I mean, if you're in need, you would hope someone would help you. So what is the most beneficial thing a person needs? Water. Okay. Yeah. So if you keep a case of water in your car and you see someone needs water, you help them out.
Make sure you guys tune in this week and subscribe to the Die Laughing Records radio podcast on one of the podcast platforms. We're going to have an extra long What is PR episode.
Thank you for listening to episode number 32. Tune in next week for episode 33. Share the love. I challenge you to buy that case of water and share it with people that you see need it. Take care. Bye-bye.
All songs on this episode have been approved by the bands on this episode.
Bullshit!
Die Laughing Records radio podcast on RadioVegas.rocks every Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 12 noon, and on Fridays at 9 p.m. Music and punk talk with Rob Trisler, Dave Dalton, and Curtis Smith.
So let's get into the focus of supporting these bands. All of these bands have one thing in common: we like them.
And Die Laughing Records, go go girl Jillian Elizabeth for swag. RadioVegas.rocks, where Vegas goes to rock.